Deuteronomy 31 through 32, 27. So Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go out and come in, and the Lord has told me, you shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord your God who is going to cross ahead of you. He himself will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua is the one who is going to cross ahead of you, just as the Lord has spoken. And the Lord will do to them just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, when he destroyed them. The Lord will turn them over to you, and you will do to them in accordance with all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or in dread of them. For the Lord your God is the one who is going with you. He will not desert you or abandon you. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you will go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you will give it to them as an inheritance. And the Lord is the one who is going ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not desert you or abandon you. Do not fear, and do not be dismayed. So Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, at the time of the year of the release of debts, at the Feast of Booths, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel, so they shall hear it. Assemble the people, the men, the women, the children, and the stranger who is in your town, so that they may hear and learn and fear the Lord your God, and be careful to follow all the words of this law. And their children, who have not known, will hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, the time for you to die is near. Call Joshua and present yourselves at the tent of meeting, and I will commission him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves at the tent of meeting. And the Lord appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood at the entrance of the tent. The Lord said to Moses, Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers, and this people will arise and play the prostitute with the foreign gods of the land into the midst of which they are going, and they will abandon me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them on that day, and I will abandon them and hide my face from them, and they will be consumed, and many evils and troubles will find them. So they will say on that day, Is it not because our God is not among us that these evils have found us? But I will assuredly hide my face on that day because of all the evil that they will have done, for they will have turned away to other gods. Now then, write this song for yourselves, and teach it to the sons of Israel. Put it on their lips, so that this song may be a witness for me against the sons of Israel. For when I bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I swore to their fathers, and they eat and are satisfied and become prosperous, then they will turn to other gods, and serve them, and spurn me, and break my covenant. Then it will come about, when many evils and troubles find them, that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten from the mouth of their descendants. For I know their inclination which they are developing today, before I bring them into the land which I swore. So Moses wrote down this song on the same day, and taught it to the sons of Israel. Then he commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. It came about, when Moses finished writing the words of this law in a book until they were complete, that Moses commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, so that it may remain there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stubbornness. Behold, as long as I have been alive with you until today, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more then, after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against them. For I know that after my death you will behave very corruptly and turn from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will confront you in the latter days, because you will do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger with the work of your hands." Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were complete. "Listen, you heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drip as the rain, my speech trickle as the dew, as droplets on the fresh grass, and as the showers on the vegetation. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteous and just is he. They have acted corruptly against him. They are not his children, because of their defect, but are a perverse and crooked generation. Is this what you do to the Lord, you foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who has purchased you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of all generations. Ask your father, and he will inform you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of mankind, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the howling wasteland of a wilderness. He encircled them. He cared for them. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, he spread his wings. He caught them. He carried them on his pinions. The Lord alone guided them, and there was no foreign god with him. He had him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field, and he had him suck honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds of the herd, and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan, and of goats, with the best of the wheat, and you drank wine of the blood of grapes. But Jeshurun became fat and kicked. You have become fat, thick, and obstinate. Then he abandoned God who made him, and rejected the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not God, to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came lately, whom your fathers did not know. You forgot the rock who fathered you, and forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw this and spurned them, because of the provocation by his sons and daughters. Then he said, "I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, sons in whom there is no faithfulness. They have made me jealous with what is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire has flared in my anger, and it burns to the lowest part of Sheol, and it devours the earth with its yield. and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will add misfortunes to them. I will use up my arrows on them. They will be wasted by famine, and emaciated by plague, and a bitter epidemic. And the teeth of beasts I will send against them, with the venom of crawling things of the dust. Outside the sword I will make them childless, and inside terror, both young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hair. I would have said, I will wipe them out, I will remove the mention of their name from humanity, had I not feared the provocation by the enemy, that their adversaries would misjudge, that they would say, our hand is triumphant, and the Lord has not performed all this. Matthew 6. Take care not to practice your righteousness in the sight of people, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues on the streets, so that they will be praised by the people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your charitable giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues, and on the street corners, so that they will be seen by people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. So do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses. Now when you fast, do not make a gloomy face as the hypocrites do. For they distort their faces so that they will be noticed by people when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by people, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow nor reap, nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single day to his lifespan? And why are you worried about clothing? Notice how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin thread for cloth. Yet I say to you, that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Philippians 2. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, or if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant, and being born in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. For this reason, also God highly exalted him, and bestowed upon him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to desire and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining or arguments, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding firmly the word of life, so that on the day of Christ I can take pride because I did not run in vain, nor labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. But I hope, in the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I may also be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven character, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself will also be coming shortly. But I thought it necessary to send Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger and minister to my need, because he was longing for you all, and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick to the point of death, but God had mercy on him. And not only on him, but also on me, so that I would not have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I have sent him all the more eagerly, so that when you see him again, you may rejoice and I may be less concerned about you. Receive him then in the Lord with all joy, and hold people like him in high regard, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to compensate for your absence in your service to me. Proverbs 3:1-12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but have your heart comply with my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and a good reputation in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Psalm 78:32-55. In spite of all this, they still sinned, and did not believe in his wonderful works. So he brought their days to an end in futility, and their years to an end in sudden terror. When he killed them, then they sought him, and they returned and searched diligently for God, and they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful with his covenant. But he, being compassionate, forgave their wrongdoing, and did not destroy them. And often he restrained his anger, and did not stir up all his wrath. So he remembered that they were only flesh, a wind that passes and does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness, and grieved him in the desert. Again and again they tempted God, and pained the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he performed his signs in Egypt, and his marvels in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers to blood, and their streams so that they could not drink. He sent swarms of flies among them that devoured them, and frogs that destroyed them. He also gave their crops to the grasshopper, and the product of their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hailstones, and their sycamore trees with frost. He also turned their cattle over to the hailstones, and their herds to bolts of lightning. He sent his burning anger upon them, fury and indignation and trouble, a band of destroying angels. He leveled a path for his anger. He did not spare their souls from death, but turned their lives over to the plague, and struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the first and best of their vigor in the tents of Ham. But he led his own people out like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely so that they did not fear. But the sea engulfed their enemies, so he brought them to his holy land, to this hill country which his right hand had gained. He also drove out the nations from them, and apportioned them as an inheritance by measurement, and had the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents.